USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of confirmed deaths has now surpassed the total of people who died during the 2003 SARS epidemic. All but two of the 812 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China. More than 37,000 people now have been infected with the virus worldwide. Utah Governor Gary Herbert said he does not support a state lawmaker's push to censure U.S. Senator Mitt Romney over his vote to convict the president in the impeachment trial. Herbert, a Republican, said in a statement that Romney voted in accordance with his conscience after hearing all the evidence, and his decision does not warrant censure. The position signals a roadblock for the effort to rebuke Romney amid a wave of Republican anger directed at the party's former presidential nominee. The resolution would show the senator that other members of his party are unhappy with his vote and want to show their respect for the president. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Two soldiers were killed and six wounded during an attack in Afghanistan. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangar province. A member of the Nangar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The chief of CBS News called threats against journalist Gayle King reprehensible as backlash continues to grow against a number of rappers, including Snoop Dogg, NBA player LeBron James, and even Bill Cosby, critical of an interview where she asked about a sexual assault charge against the late Kobe Bryant. Oprah Winfrey said in an NBC interview that King continues to receive death threats and is traveling with heavy security. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Andrew Yang's presidential campaign has fired dozens of staffers following the Iowa caucuses, including the national political and policy directors, as well as the deputy national policy director. Though the results of the contest are not yet final, Yang had a disappointing finish, appearing so far to have placed a distant sixth with 1% of state delegate equivalents. The national party and policy directors, as well as deputy national policy director, were also terminated. Politico first reported the layoffs, though the Yang campaign denied parts of the report, saying these were not senior-level officials. Orson Bean, the witty actor and comedian, was hit and killed by a car in L.A. He was 91. The L.A. coroner's office confirmed Bean's death, saying it was investigated as traffic-related. As he was walking down the street in Venice, and he was clipped by a vehicle, fell into the road, and then a second driver struck him in what police say was the actual fatal collision. Both drivers remained on the scene. Police are still investigating. Bean enlivened such TV game shows as To Tell the Truth and played a crotchety merchant on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. He also appeared in a number of films, notably Anatomy of a Murder and Being John Malkovich. Remember, to constantly stay updated, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.